Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartland Music bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling with John Cougar Mellencamp. I don't know if he likes to be called Cougar anymore. Maybe it's just John. It used to be just Johnny Cougar. Then it was John Cougar Mellencamp, and then it reverted back to what his mama named him, John Mellencamp. So anyway, either way, we like his music. That's serious Heartland rock and roll. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I know you're going there all the time, wearing out our website. We appreciate that very much. Don't worry. Use it all you want. We'll have somebody fix it when you break it. And so check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and all the other things. Don't forget to take our poll question. We have a very important question we want to ask you. We're asking this week. So check it out. All that's right on the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi, Dr. Tom Anastasi, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur and outstanding instructor of leadership at the Harvard University School of Business of Public Health. Tom, thanks again for being here. Welcome to the show, as always. We've been talking about marketing. Earlier we were talking about what I call symbiotic marketing. You called it partnering, I think, in marketing with people and trying to just – basically be creative in a way that gets you the job accomplished without spending any more money than you have to, right?
Right, absolutely. And social media is really taking off now. And I was a slow convert, but because Facebook was always something that was for kids and Twitter was for kids. But now it's the parents that are joining and the grandparents that are joining more than anything else.
Right.
And I've found a lot of places have great success with Twitter. And we were talking during the break about how you're using it, which I think is pretty savvy.
Well, the thing that I believe for small businesses is they have to think about Twitter the way they think about the internet. And here's what I mean by that. If you're a local Main Street small business, then your audience is within a few miles of you, typically, for most Main Street small businesses, and so when you think about the internet, we've often when we think about the internet, we think about the world, right? Everything's around the world, and so that's too big, right? Well, local search is helping to make the internet relevant for local Main Street small businesses, and your social media accounts, Twitter and Facebook. You do the same thing with those, Tom. The way I feel about this is that you can build communities in your neighborhood on the global platforms of Facebook and Twitter.
Right.
What do you think?
I think that is absolutely right, and I know people have started their Facebook accounts and they've asked their customers and potential customers to find them and. It's a great brochure up there showing happy customers, happy employees, and it's free. And if you just give somebody a reason for friending you, we'll send you promotions every now and then. We'll tell you about a new product we're offering or we've got something really exciting happening.
Right.
As long as you don't overdo it, people will stay your friend, and it's a way to get information out to people who are very well targeted for free. I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
And I can't stop saying this, Tom. Social media is not so much about social media as it is about building customer communities. In this case, it just happens to be online. And there's something I've been telling people for a long time. You said something about when you described about getting people to friend you and what you do for them when they do that. Here's the way I like to say that. Never ask a customer to touch your technology. In this case, I'm calling the social media site technology. Never ask a customer to touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. What do you think, Tom? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be discounts. It can be information. It can be just interesting things that you found. But what you're going to find is that they're then going to friend their friends. And it is
right.
It is a great marketing tool. It wasn't that wouldn't be true 5 years ago. And for people who are scared of the internet, scared of things like this, you know, have a son, a daughter, a nephew, a friend set it up, and you'll find that it doesn't take very long at all, and it's not scary. And you're leaving money on the table if you don't have at least Facebook
right.
and also Twitter. It doesn't take very long at all. And it's the type of things that small businesses say, gee, I wish there was a way I could get 1,000 people interested in what I do, information mm-hmm. on a regular basis, but it's just too expensive. Well, it's not, and it doesn't take much time.
Well, once you're established, once you get it set up, once you build your protocols, once you build your, you understand how it works and you get it set up, it kind of, you know, you have to, it takes a little maintenance, but basically the cost is negligible, if anything.
It is, and there's a lot of high school and college kids who would do it for free or almost for free just because they're on the computer a lot anyway.
But make sure, but here's the thing, though. There's one thing you have to do, realize. If you're going to be a business online, there are certain standards that you have to establish that maybe the young kids, they certainly can help you with the universe of social media, but you need to be in charge of the standards.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, like anything else, don't have anything out there that you're not proud of because your
right.
business is your dream.
And that's the reason why I encourage people just to get involved in social media and see how things work out there. Hey, Tom, give us your website quickly one more time.
It's TomAnastasi.com, and you can get the book at Glenbridge Publishing or Amazon.com, too.
Check it out when you get a chance. The book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. Tom, thanks for being here. Good job.
Oh,
today.
My we'll pleasure. You Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.